Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Femi Okay. Today is the latest stage in India's election, and the world's largest democracy votes over a period of about a month. Our partners at the BBC have been riding a special elections train across India during election season, and it's reached the city of Mumbai, where the BBC's India correspondent Tinku Ray, who's been on the train, joins me now. Hi there, Tinku. Give me a sense
of... Hi, Femi.
Hello there. What is it like in Mumbai today, election day?
Well, it's a very muggy day, I can tell you that much. I've been out and about this morning, Femi, just to sort of, you know, gauge the kind of temperature of people. Are they coming out to vote or not? I went out into South Mumbai, which is where many of our listeners might remember there were the horrific attacks that happened late last year, in which 10 gunmen held the city to siege. And this is a, you know, part of the city where it's very affluent, very middle class, well-off families. And usually they've been pretty lazy in their voting, but it seems like it was pretty good this morning. There were a lot of people out at the booths. They were, you know, giving their votes, and they were very happy to talk as well.
It's interesting for us to talk about Mumbai because 10 months ago it was in the news all the time. Are the terrorist attacks, have they had any impact on the way people are voting today?
I think they are in some places, like I mentioned here in South Mumbai, where the attacks actually took place. Some of the people have been that I talked to, you know, said that the attacks were an issue for them, that they're, you know, they want more security in their lives. They want the government to do more to make the place safer for them. And so it's actually spurred on some people to come out and vote, people who have never voted before. There was one man who's 65 years old, and he said, oh, I'm a first time voter. And I said, you're 65. How can you be a first time voter? And he said, well, I'm fed up. I'm fed up of how our government's running the country, and I really want to see a change.
The BBC are using a really interesting vehicle to get around India. It's a big place, so I can understand why they might want to take a train around India. How does that help in terms of getting to see the electorate picking up on their opinions?
Well, as you mentioned, it is a big country. It's almost the size of a continent. And when you think about traveling in India, you think of the train. That's the vehicle that the masses use. It's the cheapest way to get around. It's not very quick, I must admit. I mean, it can take, you know, sometimes 30 hours to get from one point to another, as we've been noticing. But it's a good way, I think, for us. There's about 40 journalists on the train to, you know, sort of go from point to point. And then once we get off the train, go out into the streets, go out into the countryside, into the cities, and just talk to people and see what, you know, just get some really good stories and get some idea about what's concerning them and what they're worried about. So it's been very, very educational, I could say.
Something that caught our eye on The Takeaway yesterday was the number of candidates in the national elections who are actually criminals. How does that work? How is that even possible?
Well, they're not criminals in the real sense, Femi, because they're facing criminal charges, but they haven't actually been convicted of any charges. And the Indian Constitution allows anyone to stand for election as long as you're not convicted. So, I mean, there are all these thousands of candidates who are up for election who are facing various charges, and some of them are very serious. We're talking about murder, arson, corruption, and all kinds of other issues.
Tinku, we're going to leave it there on the juicy story there. We will come back to you on the BBC train. That's the BBC's Tinku Ray. She is the India correspondent from our partners at the BBC.